This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calm before the storm. Texans off today. I'm saying there's going to be blood tomorrow. It's going to be the second joint practice. Detroit Lions will be in town tomorrow. We will be out there. We'll be up close and personal. And we're going to bring you, as we always do, up close and personal like no one else can. There's been some rumors about the Houston Texans, Jadeveon Clowney. Apparently Miami and the Texans, according to many people, according to many sources, including people who the OG and myself talked to, the Texans engaged with the Dolphins. It seemed like a deal was possibly going to be made, but J.D. Clowney did not want to go there. John McClain hiked his leg a little bit on the rumors, but he said that he left it a little bit open to where there's a possibility that Clowney could still be traded before the season begins in 27 days.
I actually thought that John would kind of poo-poo the reports, the rumors. It was a combination of reports and rumors about Jadeveon Clowney being traded. And it's interesting to me. Sometimes you have to take a story and take the believability of a story by what is not said as much as by what is said. No Adam Schefter, no John McClain, none of the big Edwarders, none of the big national newsbreakers, Jason Lockenforas, have come out and said, this is not true. That's false. They've all been kind of mysteriously quiet on this whole Jadeveon Clowney thing. That tells me something. And, of course, we also know, as we've said earlier, that our station has verified that the Texans have, in fact, discussed a trade of Jadeveon Clowney with the Miami Dolphins. So that would stand to reason that they're considering trading him. And Landry, that's what I keep going back to. The story here is not so much the rumor of Miami or the report of Miami. It's that the Texans are now discussing trading Clowney. That is big, big, big. That's a number one overall pick who's had productive years, very productive years, is a $100 million player on the open market that you're willing to trade. Why isn't anybody making a bigger deal about this? The Texans are willing to trade Jadeveon Clowney. It is now being reported.
I think that's foolish, man. I mean, I think this year it would be foolish to trade J.D. Clowney because I don't think you're going to get good
value.
That's
kind of my point.
Yeah, I mean,
whether you think it's foolish or smart, it's big. This is news, man.
If you would have done it a few months ago before the deadline where he could agree to a long-term deal with the team before, then maybe you could have gotten, you know, the right value for it. But at this point, teams know that he's not going to agree to a long-term deal, and he's not even allowed to. So why would teams give you, say, a first-round pick or the appropriate compensation for a player of Clowney's caliber? To me, at this point, you just have Clowney for 1 year. You obviously don't want to have him for a long time. We got to think J.J. Watt maybe gets another deal or something like that, and you just let it roll. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm saying if you don't want to keep Clowney long-term, it makes zero sense not to keep him at least this year, giving the point of the season and the point of the offseason where we're at.
Let's make something else very clear here. Now the entire league knows. I know the agents talk, general managers talk, and they probably had an inkling that this was going on, that the Texans were weighing options on Clowney. But now it's out there. So if you're the Denver Broncos, let's say, and I say that knowing that they don't need a defensive end. This is just an example. And all of a sudden you're like, hey, now. You know, they were talking to the Dolphins. What can we offer? We can offer more. We can do this, and we can get Jadeveon Clowney. 31 other teams right now are kind of rubbing their chin going, so Clowney's on the market, huh? That's part of the story to me, too.
I just wouldn't do it, though. Yeah. Would you?
I would not do it if I'm the Houston Texans, but the Houston Texans don't want to pay him. So their option is don't want to pay him long term. So their option is, all right, what can we get back in return? And if we're that bad at left tackle, maybe we can get something out of the deal.
Biggest takeaway from McClain is he basically confirmed what you and I were saying yesterday. and that's that Matt Khalil right now has been such a disaster that there's a chance, there's a good chance that Matt Khalil gets cut.
He didn't poo-poo it. He didn't hike his
leg. He co-signed it.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's common sense, man. Like, just based on what we've seen from Matt Khalil and based on what we knew about Matt Khalil before, mm-hmm. if you're watching these practices, which we're fortunate enough to get to watch every day, and you're watching these games, which most Texans fans are watching, you know, week to week, Matt Khalil is not good enough to be a left tackle, not even for the Houston Texans. That's where we sit right now. That's me saying it. That's the OG saying mm-hmm. it. And that's John McClain saying it. So just keep an eye on that, because I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Khalil wasn't with us much longer. Not that he's going to die, but he's just not going to be a Houston Texan. So his Texans era will die.
Well, I said it yesterday. This is the biggest week of his Texans career, and one of the biggest of his career.
What is the second biggest week of his Texans career? If we're power ranking,
he's going to get cut if he doesn't have a good week. Yeah. I mean, we can all just almost you know, put a stamp on it.
You know who deserves a lot of credit?
Who?
His agent. How the hell did Matt Khalil get $2.5 million guaranteed if he was going to miss a camp? This guy's missed 30 games. In the last 3 years, a guy who hasn't had a good season since 2012, mm-hmm. and his agent was able to get $2.5 million or whatever he's going to get.
2%, baby.
When he gets, if he gets released by the Texans. Speaking of Jadeveon Clowney, Romeo Crennel met with the media yesterday. He was asked about JDC, and he had this to say about number 90 not being in camp.
We'd like to have him here, but he's not here, so we got to work with the guys that we have. And you know what he brings to the table, you know, and you don't have that ability that he brings or the flexibility that he brings. So we have to work around it and do the best we can.
All right, so Romeo, what's it like calling a defense without Clowney? Are you anticipating him coming back to camp? Are you approaching it differently? What's it like calling a defense in training camp without JDC?
You can't depend on something that you don't have, all right? So you got to work with what you have, you know, and then if he gets here, then we work with him like we did last year, and hopefully that he'll be able to produce the way he did last year.
Okay.
I mentioned this to McClain. I think they're seeing something in Merciless, too. You know, he just said you got to coach with what you have. And Merciless was on with us, you know, during camp saying, we'll see. Remember he said we'll see how it plays out?
Right.
Because he's getting more reps in that Clowney role, which means more sacks, which means more green, you know.
Sacks get stacks.
Exactly. And so I'm wondering if, you know, this is all like when you read these things individually they don't mean a lot, right? Individually Merciless saying that, individually Romeo saying that, individually, you know, the rumor about Clowney, you know, obviously that means a lot, but I'm saying you put it all together and you're like, okay, maybe they're trying to realize we can get production and not a huge drop off from Clowney's numbers, especially in the sacks from Whitney Merciless. So let's try to get a left tackle or a cornerback or whatever it is, or draft picks by trading Clowney. I think it all blends and ties together.
Yeah, I mean, everything's tied together in some way, shape, or form, especially during training camp. Speaking of Whitney Merciless and Romeo Crennel, Whitney Merciless has been on this show and said he wasn't pleased with his role last year, said he wants to move forward, get after the passer. You know who that – if you want to do that, you know the man that's going to have to make you do that. It's Romeo Crennel. Romeo, mm-hmm. Romeo, wherefore art thou, Whitney?
Whitney is one of those guys that he had 12 sacks a couple years ago. He's an ultimate team guy. He'll do whatever we ask him to do. And I think that we're going to try to move him around a little bit more this year than we did last year and see what that does for him.
God, there you go. That was a corny-ass setup by me. I should shoot myself during the break.
But that doesn't that tie in as well? We're going to try to move him around some more and see what that will do. They might be trying to a little more serious about this Clowney trade than we were all thinking.
I mean, I just don't think it's possible to move him, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so risky because now you have a guy in J.D. Clowney who was ready to come to camp, and now all of a sudden he's supposed to show up and just ball out with all this stuff going on. I mean, I get, you know, what they want to happen if he comes there, but just natural human instinct, are you really going to get the best of Clowney, and is this going to be a good thing in the locker room? It's going to be weird, man.
I think it's already affecting the locker room.
I mean, and
just
what is
all these reports and them talking about all these things.
And you know me, John. You've done 304 shows with me. Today is our 304th show.
Congratulations.
What am I most looking forward to upon Clowney's arrival? What am I looking forward to? Like, what do I enjoy the most?
I'm trying to see. You enjoy a lot of things. Am I missing something?
His media session, man.
Oh, you're a podium critic.
I want to see how Jadeveon Clowney handles the media.
Well, if he shows up without...
He's going to say something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he is not... I'm not saying he's going to come there and be Antonio Brown, but he is going to say something. I mean, this is the same guy who last season was talking about, well, I don't know why they had me on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I was ready to go. I don't know what happened. You'd have to ask them. With all the stuff that's gone on now, he's going to say something.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. He will.
I mean, you're just going to have to accept it. It's going to be part of it. But, you know, Bill O'Brien's never really dealt with something like this. I guess you could say the Dwayne Brown thing, but Dwayne Brown showed up and just went about his business, and he was only there for 1 week in 2017 when... Mm-hmm. You know, when they ended up trading him. So it's going to be interesting to see how Clowney handles this. And it's going to be interesting to see if he shows up at all or if these trade rumors impact the situation. John McClain said moving Clowney would be even more likely if it meant that you would get back a left tackle. Mm-hmm. A left tackle that we've talked about for a long time. Trent Williams, once out of Washington, doesn't want to be with the Washington Redskins. And yesterday, Adam Schefter gave us an update. He said Washington has told multiple teams this summer that it is not trading the seven-time Pro Bowler, and they have not flinched. Teams repeatedly have called about Williams. Teams have inquired, and so far, teams have been rebuffed.
And within, what, an hour of that tweet, Jason LaConfora tweeted, Trent Williams will be traded, only a matter of time. So you've got two heavy-hitting national NFL guys completely contradicting each other. Schefter, multiple teams, they've told they're not going to trade him. LaConfora, Trent Williams will be traded, only a matter of time.
Well, and the thing about it is, I won't do this very often, and don't pull this and act like this is something that is like my lifetime mentality, Figgy. But I side with LaConfora on this news more than I do Schefter, because LaConfora was the first one to throw out this Trent Williams possibility.
Yeah.
And since then, the Redskins have addressed it. It's been public knowledge that he does not want to be there,
right.
And we've lived it. I mean, we lived the situation where the Texans said they are not trading Dwayne Brown. They are not trading Dwayne Brown. They are not trading Dwayne Brown. Week one comes by, no Dwayne Brown. Week two, no Dwayne Brown. Week three, no Dwayne Brown.
Yeah.
All the way up till week seven or whatever it was in Seattle when Deshaun Watson played his last game of 2017. Mm-hmm. After that game, Trent Williams traded to the Seattle Seahawks for 2 second-round picks. It's a similar situation.
Dwayne Brown.
Eventually... Yeah, yeah. Did I say Trent Williams?
Yeah, Dwayne Brown.
Yeah, Dwayne Brown traded to Seattle. Eventually, you can say what you want, but the player has the leverage. If he's not going to show up,
right,
you're going to have to trade him. You're going to get nothing back for him. So I side with LaConfora over Schefter on this. I think Trent Williams does get traded. Now, does it happen before the season? Who knows? But as soon as he starts missing games, it becomes more evident to the Redskins, like it became with the Texans, that he's not going to be there. And I think he's traded just like Dwayne Brown does. And I think the Texans need to be as aggressive as possible, because Trent Williams, we don't even know if he's ready to work out yet because of that tumor on his head. He's better than Matt Khalil.
And don't think for a second that yesterday's news regarding Clowney doesn't impact the Redskins' thinking. Even if at some point they were saying and doing this, you know, telling teams, we're not going to trade him, we're not going to trade him, we're not going to trade him, that yesterday changes their thinking. You mean we can trade him for Jadeveon Clowney? Well, maybe we can talk to the Redskins, I mean, to the Texans a little bit.
Maybe. Other news around the NFL, Antonio Brown said on Instagram he's ready to play and join his teammates after losing the grievance with the NFL over his helmet. Tom Brady was on WEEI. He's not very pleased with these new mandated NFL helmets either. This is what he had to say about his anger with the new helmets that the NFL is offering.
They kind of spoke to me last year about it, and I've been experimenting with a couple different ones, and I don't really love the one that I'm in, but, you know, I don't really have much of a choice, so I'm just trying to do the best I can to work with it. My last helmet, you know, I wore in the last 4 Super Bowls, you know, so it was a pretty great helmet for me, kind of what I'm dealing with, and I'm working with something else.
Good for you.
This helmet is an issue for players. I mean, it just is. You got two players, notable players, talking about it, one in different ways than the other. But it is an issue. It is definitely an issue.
Tom Brady's going to roll with it. Looks like Antonio Brown is
as well. But he says he's still
well.
Not used to it.
Well, that's good. It's good for the Texans. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he's not used to it December 1st when the Patriots come here to face the Texans on Sunday Night Football. Ed Werder, he's returning to ESPN. Does that do anything for you?
I think it's good for him. I like him as a guy. Doesn't do much for me otherwise.
Yeah, I don't really, whatever. The updated over-under total,
more fish,
6-9
then I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it was supposed to be like, and Ed kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I've known Ed for a little bit too, but he kind of rubbed me the wrong way when asked about what does this say about being able to go back to ESPN, and Werder had his little snooty.
It says that they value good journalism.
And I was just like,
brother,
get the hell out of here. I was happy for you till you said that. Astros game postponed last night. An absolute travesty because weather should no longer impact games unless it's a natural disaster. If you don't have a retractable roof and weather's going to get canceled, then you should lose your franchise. Fans are way too inconvenienced, and it's just too much common sense, especially in Chicago, assuming that they ever make the playoffs or something like that, to be playing baseball outdoors. It makes me sick that the Astros have to deal with this, John Lopez.
And you're crazy, because baseball is meant to be played outside.
Sometimes it can't, though, because people don't have retractable roofs, but at least here in Houston, you can adjust. There's no rain delays here. Have you ever sat through a rain delay at a game?
I've sat through cancellations.
That's a dumb question.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. It's not fun.
It's not fun.
If you build
a, but your ticket still counts.
Let me put it this way. The Twins, those morons out there, they built a new stadium recently, and it's outdoors.
Now, that's dumb.
If they have a game canceled, they should have to forfeit. It should be an automatic loss. It's one thing if it's Wrigley Field or it's an old stadium, that's fine. But if you are dumb enough to, in Minnesota, build an outdoor baseball stadium with no retractable roof, if the game gets canceled due to weather, that's an L for you in the loss column. That's a W for the other
team.
That's
a typical Landry Locker over the top.
That's my proposal. When I'm king, that will happen. Yeah. Astros put out their schedule yesterday. By the way, they're going to play two today against the White Sox. What a joy if you are in Chicago. If you're an Astros fan, you can hang around and watch a doubleheader in which Zach Greinke pitches game one, Gerrit Cole pitches game two.
Remember when they used to schedule doubleheader?
Yeah, it was fun. You all right there?
The minor league teams do it a lot more.
Yeah.
But that would be fun.
It'd be fun.
Mm-hmm, on a weekend.
That'd be awesome, man. Just go there all day, probably spend about $373 in beer or whatever it is. I don't know what I did. Astros put their schedule out yesterday. The interleague games are always what I look at. You're going to get the Milwaukee Brewers here. You're going to get the Philadelphia Phillies and the D-backs. So Christian Yelich and Bryce Harper are going to be at the Juice Box next year. So that's something to keep an eye on. Rockets also put out their schedule. NBA schedule is always the same, pretty much. But the two games of note, October 24th, they're going to host the MVP, the Greek Freak, here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where they're going to open their season, and you're going to get your first look at Westbrook and Harden. And October 28th, Chris Paul is going to return to the Toyota Center as a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder, assuming he still is a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder.
My question on this, this is the only point I want to make. Does the NBA commissioner not have the Major League Baseball commissioner's phone number?
I don't know. They did it on the same day.
Dude.
It was weird.
Hey, when are y'all going to announce your schedule? Today? Us too.
I don't know.
How dumb is that?
I was shocked to see the Astros schedule yesterday, quite honestly.
Same day as the NBA. Like, I don't get this.
Don't get that. Golden State Rockets, they're going to play on Christmas Day. What's with Daryl Morey and him following around Westbrook and Harden now, like taking videos of him? He's almost like the annoying soccer mom at this point with Westbrook and Harden. Like, he recorded them ordering coffees. He recorded them, like, took a picture of them talking and said, "What are they talking about?" My man Daryl Morey is becoming like the annoying soccer mom all of a sudden with these two guys. I don't know what's going on with that. It's really, really strange. Really strange. Don't know what's going on.
Where are they now? I just saw one today that
they were at UCLA yesterday.
Okay, that's what it was.
They were hooping. It looks like Westbrook's going to wear like the headband too. I'm looking forward to that. You know I'm a Westbrook fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to watching this. The Rockets are definitely going to be fun to watch. They begin October 24th against the MVP and the Greek Freak out there at Toyota Center. Lunchtime here on In the Loop. There was a lot of chatter on the internet yesterday about the Texans, and the OG has two major takeaways from that chatter. We're also going to open up the phone lines to the loophole, 713-572-4610. Two takeaways and reaction to the clowny chatter next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.